We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Victims of a young country fire service volunteer who rammed and ran one family car off the road before biting a mother and stealing her car have recounted the horror of the attacks in court. In separate statements read to the district court, two young families, each of which had a young baby in the car at the time, described their ongoing fear at the rampage perpetrated by Christopher Harvey in the mid-north in September 2020. The 22-year-old was in the midst of a psychotic episode after consuming MDMA, commonly known as ecstasy, a few days beforehand. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. Sir David Attenborough has provided the sting in a messy tale about a piece of public art intended to raise awareness about the plight of honeybees and a falsely attributed quote. The renowned naturalist's name is engraved on a plaque under an erroneous quote attached to a colourful mural at Tea Tree Plaza. The acclaimed 95-year-old has taken the extraordinary step of writing to the shopping centre and politely asking his name be removed. The saga began when environmentalist Heath Hunter discovered the misquote, which reads, according to Sir David Attenborough, in the past 5 years, the bee population has dropped by a third. If bees were to disappear from the face of the earth, humans would have just 4 years to live. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Australia's top health official is hoping for an Omicron Christmas gift, where the new variant spreads faster but is less severe than the Delta strain, rendering the virus a far less serious threat. Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly said a mild version of the disease that topped up immunity would be my number one Christmas present, and it would be if that was how it ended up. But Australia and other countries are in a waiting game after the World Health Organization said it was not yet clear if Omicron was more transmissible than previous strains. And in sport, the Adelaide Football Club is dealing with another vaccine drama after a board director told the club he does not want to have the COVID-19 jab. Nick Tarkos, a lecturer at UniSA's Business School, will not be allowed into the club until he does. His refusal comes a month after the club put AFLW star Denny Varnhagen on its inactive list because of her anti-vaccination stance. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.